Voters have now determined who will be in November's general election for the Lansing City Council. Last night at large, aspirants Judy Brown Clark and Ted O'Dell were among the top four finishers. That means they will compete with the two successful incumbents, Brian Jeffries and Kathy Dunbar, for two seats this fall. In the fourth ward last night, incumbent Jessica Yorko prevailed, along with challenger Chong Anna Canfora, and they will face each other in 3 months as well. And we welcome two of those three successful challengers to Current State to talk about what they've learned so far and what lay ahead. Chong Anna Canfora, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Mark.
And Ted O'Dell, congratulations to you.
Good morning. Thank you.
Nice to see you again. Judy Brown Clark hopefully will join us shortly. How confident were you going into last night, Ted?
Pretty confident. Our goal was to come through the primary and place either first, second, third, or fourth, and we certainly did that. And now, as of today, we hit the reset button and start all over for November.
You finished fourth, and you needed to finish in the top four.
Correct.
Were you are you reassured, or are you concerned about the margins there?
I'm actually feeling pretty good.
Judy Brown Clark rolled up a lot of votes.
Yes, she did. I'm feeling pretty good. We spent about $3,000. Our opponents outspent us about 4-1, but we decided to simply knock on doors for the primary election, and then we'll be spending our resources for the general election.
Judy Brown Clark, as a matter of fact, who will hopefully join us shortly, as I said, came fairly close to finishing second, but in the end, the two incumbents did finish 1-2. Chong Anna, how did you feel going into last night?
Well, we felt great. We always understood that this was a David and Goliath type situation whenever you're taking on an incumbent. And we're very, very pleased with the diversity of support that we got from a wide coalition of different folks. And really, really pleased that we're going to go on to compete in November.
I'll point out that the two top candidates for mayor have also been determined, as you likely know, Virge Brunero, the incumbent, and Harold Lehman Jr. But we're going to confine this segment to our city council hopefuls here, the challengers. I'd like to start by asking you, Chong Anna, how you now intend to win in November and keep this streak going. What buttons do you push to win in November?
Well, essentially this is, winning hearts and minds voter by voter. So it's really, talking to voters, continuing to knock on doors. We started canvassing back in April, talking to voters and, presenting myself, introducing me to them, what I have to offer as a candidate, as a neighbor, and really continuing that conversation. What I have found in knocking on all of these doors is that I learned so much from listening to folks, not so much going into a long spiel about me, but really asking them questions about what they expect to see and what they want from their city government. And it has been a hugely eye-opening experience. It's confirmed a lot of the things that I thought, but it's also opened up a lot of great conversations about accountability, about transparency, about things that people want from their city government.
What was the most eye-opening thing you learned about the Fourth Ward in this process?
Honestly, one of the most eye-opening things is that people want city government to focus on and get the basics right. They want good roads. They want good sidewalks. They want safe neighborhoods. And if those basic things are not being taken care of and visibly taken care of, if they do not feel like that quality of life in their neighborhoods and in their community is being taken care of, all the other stuff is sort of window dressing to them.
Are there doubts about Jessica Yorko's performance in that role?
I think that there is a strong desire for change in representation at City Council. I think there is a strong desire for folks to have someone who they feel like they can count on, who is going to be there for them, who's going to be their seat at the table, be their voice, and who's going to speak up even when it's not politically convenient.
Ted O'Dell, unlike Chong Anna, you're up against three people in November. What buttons do you push to win?
There's a whole number of buttons we'll be pushing. We'll be focusing on heavy door-to-door activity throughout the city. We'll be focusing on direct mail and getting out to meet the voters. I would add to Chung Anna's comment, she's absolutely right. There's a real need for change in our city, and I think there's a real need for independent voices on the city council. Along with the issues that Chung Anna had spoke about, I would add to that clean, safe parks. That's another huge issue that I hear almost daily as knocking on doors, along with police officers on the streets and firefighters and fire trucks, the basics that we all expect when we pay our taxes.
How much do you intend to discuss your opponents, Ted?
I'll be discussing my opponent, and I've sort of singled out one of the current incumbents by the name of Kathy Dunbar, simply because she has missed more than 30% of the city council meetings in her tenure, and she has missed a greater number of committee meetings. And I just don't see how it's possible to be an effective voice for the citizens when you're not even in the room.
Chung Anna, do you intend to discuss Jessica Yorko's record in any detail?
Well, I think that it is important that voters understand the different, skill sets and record that we bring to the table. And
what do you bring to the table that Jessica doesn't?
Well, one of the things that I bring to the table is, we have a different perception, I think, of what being progressive is. Some folks have asked, why would you challenge another progressive candidate? Progressive to me means speaking truth to power. Progressive to me means understanding the diversity of the community that you represent and representing everybody, understanding that every neighborhood has a voice, not just focusing on representing those that already have wealth, already have power, and are already, politically influential.
Ted O'Dell, over what kinds of issues do you see yourself resisting the Bernero administration, assuming Virge Bernero is reelected in November? Over what kinds of issues do you see yourself resisting the administration if you're successful?
Sure. I don't know if resisting the mayor is actually a good term for me. I've known the mayor since the day he was hired by a former state senator. He and I both worked together in the state legislature years ago. And I think he's a pretty good guy. And given the cards he's been dealt as mayor, he's done a pretty good job overall. But I do believe there needs to be more independent voices on the council. I do believe there's some shell games going on with city finances at City Hall, specifically with the police department. I think we need to look into that issue and make sure that our dollars are being spent the best way possible.
What can you go a little deeper on that? What
sure.
Tell us about this shell game at the police department.
Absolutely. One of the issues that I've been talking to folks with at the doors is that last year the citizens in the city of Lansing voted to raise our own taxes to fund police and fire and to raise additional revenue. A portion of that money, about $400,000, is currently being held hostage by the mayor because they're in negotiations with the police department right now. And the mayor's team is demanding a $700,000 concession from the police department. The officers have said, no way, we're not going to do that. And we as citizens voted to tax ourselves to fund the police officers. And I want to make sure that happens and that those monies go to where they are intended.
So money that was approved by the voters is just being held right now and not being invested.
Correct. It's a negotiation.
That's what you're
tactic.
Alleging.
Yes, it's okay. A negotiation tactic by the administration currently, and I think that needs to stop.
Okay. Chung Anna, is that on your radar?
It's definitely on my radar that, the incumbent, claims that she has a strong public safety record, but in fact in 2011, voted to for a budget that cut, 36 police officers and 11 firefighters. That's something that the Fraternal Order of Police and others have pointed out about my opponent's record, and it's something that I think is very important to consider.
Can I get either of you to admit that you'd like to reverse the mayor's veto-proof majority?
I would say, to be a successful candidate for public office and to be a successful proponent of citizens, I think you need to be open-minded. My background is in labor negotiations and labor relations. So I've had the experiences of taking two sides that are miles apart and trying to bring them together on any specific issue so we can move forward for the greater good of the community. I feel as though I can work with the mayor. I can certainly work with the thought leaders on council. And in my opinion, I'm not there to soak up the limelight. I just want to get things done for the citizens because I, like many of your listeners, have a vested interest in seeing Lansing do well. I live here, I work here, I play here, I intend to retire here. So I want to do whatever I can to move the city forward.
But do you see yourself as a likely member of the Wood Jeffries faction on city council, I guess, just to cut right to the chase?
Well, I'd like to, say that the only faction that I'm interested in representing is the citizens of the 4th Ward. I'm running because I want to be a voice for all of our neighborhoods and for our ward. You know, I feel like the media and maybe even sometimes the mayor have tried to sort of oversimplify and, create for dramatic effect that this is about the mayor's veto power because it's a good headline or a good hook. And the fact is that, government is created, it was created to have checks and balances. And the ward advocates and the at-large candidates as well, council people, were put in place to be a voice for the people so that people could have input into their government. So when, the administration or, other council people are advocating for policies that are going to benefit the city and particularly the 4th Ward, those are the policies that I'm going to want to support. I don't care, who the source of the idea is. I want to move the ball forward. I want to keep the city growing and really fight for quality of life issues.
We are talking with Ted O'Dell and Chongana Canfora, who were both successful last night in their bids to make it to the November general election for Lansing City Council. Last Friday here on Current State, Anita Beavers, a former neighborhood leader in Colonial Village, urged more cohesiveness on the council. Here she is referring to the often heard complaint by some city council members that important information they've requested is late.
I don't know how often it happens, but they'll be asking for information and they don't have it. They'll get some, and it's last minute from the administration, so they're having to work hard to make decisions. And I feel sometimes that it's just a matter of when and how can you work together instead of continuing to say, no, it's going to be my way.
Any thoughts on cohesiveness on the council? Ted, you've alluded to that already
certainly.
This morning.
Certainly. I think there has been some issues between council members and the administrative office, i.e. the mayor. Anita is very correct. A number of issues that are large, important issues for the city. I'll mention the Nile Wave project, for example. In the Walnut neighborhood. Basically, a pole barn has been built in the middle of a historic neighborhood. There were some issues there. There were some budgetary issues here just several weeks back where information requested by the council from the mayor's office came in at the last minute. And most recently, the issue with LGBT rights in Russia, and there was a resolution that's being offered by Councilwoman Jody Washington, who was under the impression she had the support of the mayor's office. And that evening at the city council meeting, the mayor's people did a complete 360 on council and said, oh, no, we don't think this is the way to go. We should continue our relationship in the Sister Cities program with St. Petersburg, Russia. So I think there's been a lot of game playing on the side of the mayor, and it's not fair to the people. It's not fair to the process. I'm a huge proponent of data-driven quality debate before you make a decision, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Chongana, what do you make of the allegations that the administration it's manipulative? It withholds information. It's late with information. That it plays this game.
Mm-hmm. I think Anita's comments really reflect a desire by everyday people, everyday city residents that want to know that we're playing with an even playing field, that city council people and the administration are working off the same information, that they're, working cooperatively. They expect, all the folks at the table to act like grown-ups and to be responsible and for their agenda to be to move the city forward, to set the egos aside and to make sure that they're really pursuing the best possible relationship so we can get things done for the city.
Chongana Canfora is a candidate for Lansing's 4th Ward for the Lansing City Council. Ted O'Dell is one of four candidates for the at-large positions on the Lansing City Council. You will see their names on the ballot this November. I wish we had more time. We'll have you back between now and November. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.